What is going on, everybody? This is your boy Sam Singh, and this is the third episode of the Grand Slam. And this episode is actually not being recorded in Tucson, Arizona. I am back home in the San Francisco Bay Area. I just got in this morning, and you know, I had some extra time on my hands, and there's a lot of content whizzing around out there right now. Pretty much all sports are at a peak. For news, I'd say right now, baseball free agency is getting started and going right now. Football is entering playoffs in a few weeks, and basketball is really kind of hitting the middle stride right now. So this is the time where professional sports really have the most going on TV at least. And the first thing that I would like to talk about kind of in this shorter segment of the Grand Slam is first we're going to discuss MLB free agency. And so this year, kind of like last year, very slow start, not a lot of big names going out of the gate early. And when we are starting to see guys sign, they're kind of in the mid-range. Andrew McCutchen, played for the Giants and the Yankees last year. He had a decent year. It wasn't Pittsburgh Andrew McCutchen numbers, but it was something. And, you know, he got $50 million, 3 years, just like that. And that's something that you got to take note of. If a guy like McCutchen is coming in to, I guess, this whole free agency period after kind of a crazy year of baseball, he comes over from Pittsburgh in the beginning of the year and goes to San Francisco. And, you know, the Giants have had a really tough time ever since 2014. After that, we went to the playoffs twice. We had an early exit one, and we made it through the first round the first year, that first year kind of after the World Series dynasty. And McCutch came over, and I love Andrew McCutchen as a baseball player. I loved him when he was on Pittsburgh during his MVP years. It was fun to watch. It was very fun to watch. He has a lot of pop off his bat. He's got a good glove. He's kind of just the guy that's all around the field that you just notice. And I think this is going to be a really good signing for the Phillies. They're kind of an up-and-coming team. They were a team in the 2000s, kind of late 2000s, where they were really at their peak. They had that Chase Utley, Ryan Howard, Cliff Lee team that was really unstoppable. Really dynamic. Not a lot of teams really knew how to go at them because they were so strong in so many areas. And they ended up winning the World Series in 2008. And, you know, that was a fun team to watch. But Philadelphia understood where they were at. They knew they were kind of at the end of their run. They had their opportunities. They got one. Good for Philly. They had to go through a whole stage of time where they were not really relevant. They had to really eat up two or three dog years. And that's just, it's hard being a fan of that team in that time. Any rebuild is hard to really stick with your team. Because normally in sports, you want to just root for the best team. That's normally, if you're just getting into sports, you really are rooting for the best team, and you kind of bandwagon for that team, and that kind of brings you into the sports world. Once you've kind of been established for a while, you've been able to kind of pick and choose who you really are a fan of, that's when things, you know, start getting a lot more dynamic. You can really start analyzing your teams on a completely different level instead of just, I'm watching the sport to watch the best team. And anyway, Andrew McCutchen going to the Phillies, he's 32 years old, you know, definitely not done. He's not out of his career right now. That's the good thing. Bringing in a veteran like Andrew McCutchen is huge for guys like Rhys Hoskins, who up and coming player, but probably just needs that veteran assistance to really move him along to the elite level. Because if you look at, you know, the history of baseball and really just the history of sports, you can see different successors and how they play well because of the guys that were on that team above them or with them, and kind of showing them the route of how to be a professional ball player and how to live this kind of lifestyle. And so now, you know, with Cutchin, he's probably going to come in and play left field, but they got some decent guys, you know, already in their outfield. A lot of good young guys that, you know, I think the MLB could really start to see big names on this Philly team. One of those guys who has insane potential, who came up a lot last year, is Odubel Herrera. And, you know, he's their center fielder, 26 years old. He's kind of like a McCutchen, honestly. Like, the way that he plays last year, 550 at-bats, 140 hits, and 22 bombs. So, hit 255 and 71 ribbies. So, this guy is definitely someone you want on your roster. And you want someone to be kind of next to a McCutchen, because you get your young kind of spark from, you know, Herrera and also Nick Williams, who is their right fielder. He's 25 years old, 407 at-bats last year, 104 hits, 17 bombs. These are better numbers than a lot of guys in the league. And a lot of these young guys, a lot of guys who have been in the minor leagues for 3, 4, even 5 years when they got drafted when they were 18 to 20 years old, this is the time when those guys, those prospects, are now kind of starting to get their exposure, kind of starting to come up. And I think it's going to be really fun starting to see these teams like the Braves, the Phillies, the Cardinals, you know, the Cubs have been kind of on that surge after their huge drought. But it's a completely different ballgame now. And teams are going to start, I think, really looking more at the youth. Because going forward, we're really looking at Albert Pujols. You know, he's entering his 40s soon. Ichiro's already in his 40s. These guys that have been drafted in the 90s are coming out. And the 2000s and the 2010 draftees are on the rise. And it's really their game now. And I think baseball is really changing at a completely different rate than it never really has before. And I think that's kind of cool when you look at a free agency period, because you can look at really each GM, see what they need for their team, and you can kind of assess how they're going to go about that. You can look at, you know, Farhan Zaidi is the new head of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. And he comes in from Los Angeles, the Dodgers. And couple days ago, Joe Kelly signs a 3-year, $25 million deal with LA. And Joe Kelly's a good reliever. He is very good in the late innings and can really be used as a setup or a closing spot. And that's something that baseball is really developing into now, is the use of the bullpen. And having a solid, strong bullpen is essential. You have to have it, because if you get into the fifth inning and you really only have starters, you're not really going to be able to get anywhere into the end of the game. I mean, if you look at the playoffs from this year, teams like Milwaukee have really relied solely on that bullpen. And that was really a tying knot factor that got them to that CS game. And I really don't think without guys like Hader, you know, and I just don't think they would be there. I just don't think the Brewers would have been in that spot without the strong bullpen that they had. And you can also look at other teams that have kind of average bullpens, and you can see how that game gets developed as it hits the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. And, you know, as we go back to this Milwaukee pen, Jeremy Jeffries, Josh Hader, Corey Knebel is their top three. Okay. Those are three effective relievers right there. Those are three guys that I would have no problem with bringing into the game really at any situation. And that's something special. So it kind of bothers me when the Giants GM or head of baseball operations, I think they're still going to be hiring a GM or some sort of role under the operations, but when the ex-GM of the Dodgers allows the Dodgers now to sign a high-quality reliever like Joe Kelly, and now the Giants don't even really offer anything like that. It concerns me. Because you don't really know how aggressive they're going to be, how they are. And I want a GM that's going to go out and do everything in their power to establish the team and really be ready before March. Because there's a lot of instances in free agency, like last year with JD Martinez, has his career year, has the year that puts him on the map. And the Diamondbacks let him go. They let him go to the World Series champions. And that's just a bad move. Like, I know it's $100 million, but look what $100 mil did for Boston. You know, and then they give up Goldschmidt to the Cardinals in a trade now. It just doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's crazy because I thought last year, oh, the Diamondbacks are in contention. They have a team that could easily be in the playoffs right now. They got good pitching in Corbin and Greinke. They have a solid outfield with Pollock and a great first baseman with, you know, Paul Goldschmidt. So you're thinking, why shouldn't these guys be on that team? But, you know, I guess baseball is a business. You got to remember that at the end of the day. It's not just who you want on your team. It really does go more than that with the financial aspect of this game. But, yeah, I mean, I think guys like Kutch, I think, you know, Ivan Nova signed with the White Sox. There were kind of some other, Yonder Alonso to the White Sox. The Mets got Jerry's Familia. The Mets are actually making a push right now. Last week, they acquired Robinson Cano and Edwin Diaz, who is only 24 years old. He had the most saves in the MLB last year and is hitting the prime of his career kind of right at the right time. So, I mean, I don't know where the Mets are really going to be. They always kind of fall apart, it seems. But I don't know if they could really solidify keeping Cindy, if they could really solidify keeping DeGrom, not trading them, doing really whatever you can to keep them in New York. I think the Mets could be contenders, you know, kind of soon. Jerry's Familia used to be on the Mets, kind of had a year or two not on them, but now he's back and he'll be looking to go in as a setup man. And I think that's a really good spot for him before Edwin Diaz, because Diaz definitely is elite and he's established, but I think he still needs someone to boost him up before he goes into the game. So look for New York to really be kind of a sleeper team next year. I know Robinson Cano's 36, end of his career. But those are guys like him you really do never know on. Sometimes the older guys play better in the last kind of years of their career, and it ends up being one of the better years they've ever had. I mean, look at Nick Markakis. The guy has been extremely average for 10 years now, and then makes his first All-Star game this year. So anything is up in the air right now. Lastly, I think the biggest name on the trade market, not necessarily the free agency. Obviously, you know, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are still the two biggest names. But JT Realmuto is the hot name of the winter meetings right now. And JT Realmuto is stuck on that Miami Marlins team right now. No Giancarlo, no Yelich. There's not really any star except for Realmuto. He's kind of the last one there. And this is, I hate these opportunities and these situations sometimes, because you know that the fans just aren't looking forward to it because they know they got a 10, 15 year drought ahead and they've already kind of been in the slumps. Miami has not had a good history since their only World Series in the early 2000s. And they haven't really ever been in contention back since that time. And they had a good team in 2012, but that kind of crumbled and fell apart. They tried to do a super team, and that didn't really work. So Realmuto is very, very interesting, because not only is he a good hitter, because, you know, catching, I think, is really defined if you have the ability to hit, but this man can sit in the squad for 9 innings and gun you out. Like, it's one of those kind of Buster Posey kind of new catchers that you can really see that he has a chance to enter the spotlight. And Buster completely did. He entered the spotlight, you know, right when we were winning our World Series, right in 2010. This is kind of a time that's interesting for Real Muto because he has the ability, if he does get traded, let's say to a team like the Braves, the Phillies, a team that definitely still needs a catcher, but is on the rise and going to be in the hunt. So I think that's where Real Muto will end up. I'm hearing a lot of rumors on the Braves. The Braves have already been very active, already brought back Brian McCann. They've signed Josh Donaldson. So very good deals for the Atlanta Braves team. So if they could, you know, try to land Real Muto, that would be game-changing. And I think they could really take control of that division because they made the playoffs this year. And I think everyone kind of knows what Atlanta can do now. They know their youth. They understand they are a young team, but they also have those guys that are going to really change the game. Once you enter the ninth inning, one of their 24 younger players is most likely the guy that's going to be changing the game. And you don't really see a lot of professional baseball teams that have the youth that they do. But it's very interesting when you can look at free agency, because this period of time is just always very fun. It's very fun. And you see a lot of movement, and that movement is definitely starting to come right now. But once we see that Bryce Harper deal go down, and once we see that Machado deal go down, that's when everything is really going to change, because deals are going to start happening like flies dying. It's just going to be every single hour. And one thing that you just got to keep in mind is just figuring out what you need individually, because if you have too much of one position, you're going to fall behind in the other, and vice versa. So be interesting to see how the free agency period wraps up by the time that, you know, spring training starts up in May or in March. So that's going to be fun. The last thing, I said that the Real Muto thing was going to be the last, but I just remembered this. There's one big trade that happened a couple days ago, and it's kind of interesting. It's an American League team trade. It was between the Mariners, the Indians, and the Rays. So the Mariners have been kind of wheeling and dealing this offseason. They've been really the one that's been on the map the most. They've dealt Segura, and that was a few weeks ago. So, and they made the Cano and Diaz trade. So the Mariners are looking for youth. I think the Mariners are officially in a rebuild. And right now, obviously, they got kind of a veteran, a little older, not too bad. But they got Edwin Encarnacion, and they sent Carlos Santana, who was actually on the same Indians team as Encarnacion. They sent him to the Indians. So the Rays were also involved. They picked up Yandy Diaz and also righty Cole Sulzer from the Indians. And they will be sending first baseman and outfielder Jake Bowers back to Cleveland. So kind of a crazy trade. But end of the day, Santana's going back to Cleveland, really where he started his career. 8 years. He signed with Philly, and he was only there for a year, one season, and now he's back in Cleveland, and Cleveland is definitely relevant. They are going to be a team of this decade going forward. I think they'll definitely get a World Series. They've been close twice. Sucks when you see those teams, kind of like the Rangers, got there twice, couldn't get it, but I think they're close. I think that bringing back a guy like Santana is definitely going to help them. Definitely going to help bring more tickets, because I think he's a pretty big fan favorite there, at least more than any other guy that's kind of in that situation to kind of come back to a team. I feel like going to Cleveland right now is a good move for him in his career. So that is the official third episode of the Grand Slam podcast. I will most likely be uploading some more content this week, maybe next Saturday. I haven't really decided what days I want to upload on, if it's really a weekly thing, if it's really just random. But yeah, thank you all for listening. Keep an ear peeled for content either on Spotify or on Anchor FM. That is the platform that I will be publishing all of my content on. So again, I thank you all for listening and tuning in to the Grand Slam, and we will see you next time.